At 6:20, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Governor Greg Abbott has proposed a wide-ranging plan aimed at combating sexual misconduct at the Texas Capitol. The plan includes getting the state's top criminal investigators, the Texas Rangers, to collect reports of sexual assault and other offenses by legislators, statewide elected officials, and Capitol employees. Currently, sexual harassment allegations in the legislature are reported to state Senate and House leadership. That's drawn criticism since lawmakers may be wary of punishing their own colleagues. State Representative Linda Koop sent the governor a letter in November asking him to come up with new protocols for handling harassment and misconduct in the state legislature. Today, the Dallas Republican talked with Public Radio's Texas Standard.
I applaud the governor for stepping out and putting an entire package together of things that include abuse, sexual harassment, in not only in the workplace, but also in our schools and that kind of thing. I applaud him for stepping out and showing leadership on that.
Donna Howard, an Austin Democrat, says she also applauds Abbott for highlighting these issues, but she wants to make sure it's not relegated to the campaign trail as Abbott seeks re-election.
At least when I last checked, it's not on his official government website. It's on a campaign website. And I question why this is not government policy, if it's something that he really wants to shepherd and move forward.
Abbott is also calling on state lawmakers to appropriate $14 million to help reduce the state's backlog of untested rape kits, and he wants the state to do more to combat human trafficking in Texas. Dallas isn't the only North Texas city trying to get a handle on the thousands of rental bikes that cover streets and sidewalks. Denton City Council says bike share companies that want to rent out bicycles first need to get permits. A vote on a permitting policy could happen as early as Tuesday. As in Dallas, residents in Denton complain the bikes are being left in the street and blocking sidewalks. Here's Denton Mayor Chris Watts.
My big concern, I don't care how we do it, we need to limit the number of bikes. And if the market doesn't do it, we need to figure out a way to do it. Because that's what Dallas is dealing with. That's what prompted this whole conversation with the city of Dallas, was that there were several companies in Dallas, and I forgot how many bikes they had, and they were just, I mean, they were having the same problem we're having.
Meanwhile, in Dallas, bike share companies face a Friday deadline to move bicycles that are blocking transit stops, sidewalk ramps, trailheads, and other public places. Last week, the Trump administration announced it will deny an Obama-era quest to make Latino a racial category on the U.S. Census. Under the current guidelines, Latinos must choose to identify as white, black, or another race. Today on Think, guest host Courtney Collins talked with sociologist Laura E. Gomez about why many Latinos don't feel any of the current options apply to them.
Something like 50% of all Mexican Americans and 50% of all Puerto Ricans refuse to say that they're white, black, Native American, or Asian American. Instead, they essentially check other, which leads me to think that the more discrimination and the more racism there is against Hispanics, I think the more that we start to think of ourselves as separate and that we want to kind of affiliate with each other in a racial sense. So I think the current politics are actually accentuating differences rather than working to sort of say that we're all in the same boat, we're all Americans.
Laura E. Gomez is the author of Manifest Destinies, The Making of the Mexican-American Race. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 10, and you can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. Amazon is seeking a second headquarters. North Texas and Austin remain in the hunt. Last month, the online retail giant narrowed its list of contenders to 20 regions in the U.S. and Canada. Emma Platoff has been covering the competition for the Texas Tribune. I recently talked to her about why there are so many places trying to lure Amazon in.
Amazon has promised to invest $5 billion as a capital investment, so that's just to build the facility. And to look at the example of the company's first headquarters, obviously in Seattle, they've seen a return into the city's economy of about $1.40 for every dollar that they poured into capital investments there. So I think that's what cities across the country and even one in Canada are sort of counting on when they're courting this tech giant. The other big piece of it, of course, is they've promised 50,000 jobs at that location.
There has to be some negatives for this bidding process. I mean, offhand, I can think of housing prices going up if Amazon moves to town, the potential for more gentrification, increased traffic. You know, what other downsides could communities face from this kind of buildup?
I think in general, people are worried about price increases. I saw one story actually saying that Amazon headquarters can decrease dating chances for women in a city. So, you know, depending on what governments think of that as a concern. But I think housing prices, transportation, you know, traffic is a big concern.
One might think a city with the largest financial package or tax break usually seals this kind of deal. But you report it won't be flashy incentives that win this for Texas specifically. Why do you say that?
I spoke to an expert who actually studies just this kind of sort of economic development deal, and he said to me that in less than a third of cases, usually these financial incentives prove pivotal to a company's decision. Generally, companies are looking at harder to change factors about a place that sort of edge it towards choosing a final site. Factors that are more like quality of life, transportation in the region, these kinds of things that aren't as easy for, you know, local officials to offer up.
Governor Greg Abbott said recently the state won't give away the farm with its bid. What does he mean by that? Because hasn't Texas been traditionally generous when it comes to wooing new business?
Definitely. Texas is, you know, very proud of its business-friendly reputation, but I think this is just kind of an unprecedented public bidding war. We've seen offers as big as $7 billion from New Jersey, and I think Abbott's point is that, you know, Texas will step up. There will be some financial incentives, probably in the range of a couple hundred million. But his argument is that there are so many built-in advantages, is how he put it, in Texas that the state doesn't need to put up these sort of big-ticket offers as much as places like New Jersey might need to.
So the finalists include Austin and Dallas, but there's no official mention of Fort Worth, even though it was part of a North Texas regional bid. Do we know anything about whether Fort Worth is still in the running?
Yeah, we know that the bid included city site possibilities in more than two dozen locations in that area. So I think based on my reporting that Fort Worth definitely still is in the running. I think they're just using Dallas as kind of an umbrella name for the North Texas region.
What kind of advantages does Texas have over other states?
The big one that the governor mentions is workforce. You know, obviously there are several large and well-ranked universities in both Dallas and Austin. Texas is one of three states that Amazon is still considering for this HQ2 location that don't have a statewide income tax. So, you know, that can be a big thing when you're looking at 50,000 employees. And in general, this kind of nebulous term of being a business-friendly state. One expert put it to me as, you know, company leaders don't have to worry about the state legislature passing undue regulations or the kind of thing that can worry CEOs.
Is there anything about Texas that might turn Amazon away?
One thing that people are pointing out is the state's socially conservative policies. Obviously, last year, one of the big debates at the state legislature was over the so-called bathroom bill, which would have restricted transgender Texans' use of certain public facilities. Amazon was one of dozens of companies that came out against that bill, which did not end up passing. But, you know, some people think it could come back in 2019. And that's something that big tech companies that generally have inclusive policies that prioritize diversity, that's something that companies like Amazon could be worried about.
Emma Platoff is a reporter with the Texas Tribune. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much.
Head over to keranews.org to see a map of the 20 regions still in the competition to land Amazon. Should be clear skies in store for us this evening with a low around 31. Tomorrow, sunny with high in the upper 50s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 41. It's currently 6:30. This is KERA News.
Support for KERA comes from you, our members, and from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a policyholder-owned workers' comp provider offering safe driving resources like a one-minute video series with five ways to help keep drivers safe. More at WorkSafeTexas.com. UT Southwestern, 75 years of helping to advance medicine and improve health care for the people of North Texas and beyond. UT Southwestern, the future of medicine today.
Marketplace is supported by